Hello, how are you ladies? Remember when we had to answer the phone and we didn't know who it was? We just would say hello and we kind of had a question in our tone of voice. That's what I felt like my tone was. It was a hello. Oh, those were the good days, huh? We didn't even know it. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about I'm just sitting down, my kids went outside. I have a chicken on the grill. I wanted to sit down and talk about the Titus 2 woman. Have you ever heard about that? So Titus is a book of the Bible. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. So it's in the New Testament towards the end. After the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Let me try to get my Bible out here. So if you are new to my podcast here, I view it as you and I talking in front of each other. Just, hey, how's it going? How's your life? What do you think about the Titus 2 woman? And we go back and forth. And I do enjoy doing this. I'm enjoying doing it more and more. I want to be more diligent about making at least 2 a week because I feel like there's plenty to talk about. And I just love hearing from you ladies that something that I said was encouraging to you, or brought you to tears, or encouraged somebody else and you sent it their way. That is the Lord's doing. He gives me the words to say. I usually pray before every podcast. Lord, give me the words to say. If somebody needs to hear it, give them the ears, give them the ears to hear. But Holy Spirit, guide my words. So I'm delighted that you guys are finding encouragement or just anything out of what I'm saying. So Titus to a woman, I never thought of it until a woman stepped into my life, 2018. She stepped into my life. So I'm in my late 30s. She was in her mid 50s. So kind of like a mom figure to me. I don't have a relationship with my mom right now. And so that role that she took on without her even knowing was something that my heart, everything needed. It was a very hard season for me of letting go. I'll share a little bit more of my testimony. That will be a podcast for later. But this woman stepped into a role where the Lord knew we needed her and her husband in our life. And that is where I heard from somebody else about, hey, we need to be Titus 2 women, or where are the Titus 2 women at? And it was so interesting. So of course, that's super easy to find. You just look up in your Bible or your Bible app. I do like the Blue Letter Bible app and look up Titus 2. Titus 2, hold on one. Let me look it up here, okay, with you. So if you have your Bible, Titus 2. Otherwise, you can just sit and listen. Maybe you're driving. I often listen to podcasts while I'm driving, walking, or doing dishes. So often I just want that person to read it to me instead of, hey, look it up. Okay, special 2. Special guidelines for, but as for, hold on. Let me actually. Sometimes I like the New King James Version. I have the NLT version. Sorry. I need to stop saying sorry. I'm trying to teach my daughter, my youngest daughter, you do not, oldest daughter, don't say sorry if you did not do something wrong. Just, oh, you know what you're supposed to replace it with? Thank you for being patient with me. Or thank you for listening. Like if I'm crying with somebody. I just did this the other day on the phone. I didn't even know the person and I was crying and I kept on saying sorry. Instead, I should have said thank you for listening, or thank you for being patient with me, or thank you for being patient with me while I moved my car in that spot, instead of saying I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Okay, so there's a little tidbit for you and me that we need to learn. Titus 2. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and in patience. The older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded. And then it just continues on what you're supposed to. It's a really short chapter. It's 15 verses. Okay, so NLT, this is NLT. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that is appropriate for someone serving the Lord. They must not go around speaking evil of others and must not be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach each other what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to live wisely and be pure, to take care of their homes, to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. I have a marriage. I did three separate marriage talks on here, three different separate podcasts. And it was just something that was on my heart and mind that I wrote what I have learned over being married. Now, if you are 2 years married, or even 1 year, or not even married. But if, let's say, I'm talking specifically to those who have been married, it doesn't matter how much time, I can still learn something from you. But I was sharing things that I had learned over the years, what has brought a lot of fruit in our marriage, and what has brought on bad fruit. Things that you learn and go, that didn't go very well. Huh. You're being awfully selfish, Joy. So if you want to hear a few things on marriage, some ideas that were on my mind, encouragement for you, and just to hear my heart. I do have three separate talks on that. I know I could make a gazillion talks on marriage. So those are just three that I had some things on my mind. Okay. So Titus 2, woman. So if you are 25, you are older than someone that just got married, maybe at 20. If I am in my 30s, I am older than somebody that is 23 and just had babies. I was 23 and had our first baby, stay-at-home mom, first baby. I could learn from somebody that was my age simply because I have gone through, well, do the math, how many more years, 15 more years than her. So if I look back and think about all the women that influenced me, there are a few that I can look and thank the Lord for them, that it could have been just a moment that they spoke life into me. It could have been a moment of time at a grocery store. Someone spoke encouragement to me that I'm, good job. You're being a wonderful mother to those children when you're feeling overwhelmed. It could be anything. But it's usually the older ones. And I'm saying for myself, I'm okay saying I'm the older one, because obviously I am older than someone that's 23 and just married. The older ones have wisdom. And that's not something to brag about, but it is something you should be praying about and saying, Lord, give me wisdom. So I know I have more wisdom and I have more discernment based on just time that has passed. And I have prayed fervently to the Lord to give me wisdom in marriage and in life. It says in God's word that we're supposed to ask for wisdom. So if we ask for wisdom, we should be living it. So God gives us wisdom if we want it. So when a situation pops up, so when a young woman pops up in our path, we have the wisdom to know what to say to them. We also can see in their eyes usually what they're going through. So this season, back up into what I started off with, this woman kind of just walked into my life and she was an empty nester. All her kids were gone, married and military. And it was like she just tucked me under her wing. And I think she wanted a daughter at home. Or nearby, she lives close to me. And I needed that mother figure terribly so. Terribly so. It's amazing how much we still want a mother figure in our life. And I do want to say to you personally, if you have lost your mom to death or you don't have a relationship because you've had to put up boundaries. I am sorry. I feel your pain. You can always, if you have found me through Instagram, Joy Homestead, you are more than welcome to message me and we can talk further on this, or you could just cry to me, because this has taken years for me, and I have healed. I know sitting here today that I am not angry anymore, that I will cry at the drop of a hat if I truly think about it. I could cry right now. But just so you know, you pray to the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, please, please give me somebody to step into that role, because I just need a woman to encourage me. He's listening, ladies, and he will give you somebody. But I also am talking to you right now of how can we be the tightest two women to somebody? Because oftentimes we think, oh yeah, when I get my act together, or when I figure things out in life, or when I actually have a little bit more wisdom, yeah, that's when I'll invite people over and I can have a Bible study and I know what I'm talking about. No, God wants to use you right now. You could be completely overwhelmed at the store or wherever and still speak life into somebody, or invite a younger woman over to your home. And I was really convicted to start doing that this year, is invite a group of women over with their kids and let them run around on my homestead, look at baby chicks and turkeys and baby kitties. And who doesn't love that? My kids still love that. And they've been around it forever. So let's open our eyes, ladies, to the people around us that are already there, or the new ones. Do you want to come over to my house and have a cup of coffee? It doesn't matter if your house is not tidy or not. Invite them over. When somebody invited me over to my house, I was more thrilled at just the opportunity that somebody cared about me. And oftentimes we think a coffee shop is better than home. It's not. Your home is better, because they get to see who you are. You get to invite. I think it's so personal. And maybe we've stepped away from that because of the coffee shop era of meeting people. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong. But you can see where I'm going. I think we've lost that a little bit of inviting people over, thinking we need perfection. I would rather have someone have an untidy house than tidy when I go over there, because then I think, oh, did they pick up? Or is their house always like this? Because my sure isn't like this. Oftentimes when someone stops over unexpectedly at our house, which happens often, that's why, ladies, it's really good to get dressed every day. I'm not saying you have to be perfect looking or super perky. That's a good word for it. But wow, I am so thankful I get dressed every day, because oftentimes the Aaron's friend will stop by in a truck and say hello. I am very glad I'm not in tight black yoga pants and a shirt. Very thankful. That's just my standard. I just don't like black tight pants on myself. I just don't like the looks of it. But, you know, use your own discernment within clothing. Okay. Anyways, I kind of got off of the topic a little bit. But invite people over to your home. Don't be afraid of that. And if you find a good friend, or you find a friend and you want to bond quickly, say, can I come over to your house and help you with something or get a meal together? And if they're like, well, no, that's okay, show up anyways. Okay. Because oftentimes we can just be so courteous. No, I don't really need help. Well, of course I need help. I just didn't want to admit it. The best times is when my friend stops by on her way to the grocery store, or says, hey, do you need anything? Or I go to her house knowing she needs my help, but she won't say it. And then I just help her clean her kitchen while she's nursing her baby. And she's like, you don't have to do that. And I say, it is so much more fun cleaning someone else's kitchen than myself. And we laugh, and she nurses her baby, and she says, thank you so much. Of course. Because you know what happens? We go back and forth. I don't expect her to come over and clean my kitchen, but there are seasons in my friend's life that she has babies and toddlers, and I'm done with that stage. My baby is 7 right now. I don't have to do that anymore. So it's almost, we know what that's like. That is serving one another. That's still being a tightest two woman. We can be tightest two women with women our own age. We can be the example. So I guess my point is, if you need a Titus 2 woman, an older woman, start praying for her, because the Lord hears you. He knows your needs and your wants, your every desire of your heart. Open up your eyes to women younger than us or the same age. You never know, because somebody could get married at my age and they don't have that those years. Hi. Do you need something?
No.
Okay. Are the kids coming home?
No.
Someone could get married at my age and they don't have the 15 years of marriage. They could say, I have no idea. How do you do this supper thing? I'm so overwhelmed. Oh, well, this is what I've learned. Simple things. It's a lot more simple than you think. So open up your eyes. So pray for that woman to come into your life. Be that woman. Look for those women. And also your daughters are looking and watching. Uh-oh, my kids are coming in. I hope I don't hear crying. My daughter, your kids are watching you, sons and daughters. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I brought her home because she...
Can you give me a moment? I'm doing the podcast. Can you just give me a moment?
Is it on?
Yep. Oh. Just give me a moment.
Hi!
Okay, what's wonderful about this podcast is I can pause it. So excuse me while I had to do a little bit of motherhood. Okay, so yes, your sons and daughters are watching you. And if you have young babies, they're still watching you serve. Oftentimes I've noticed my kids, when we make a loaf of bread or something like that, they're like, Mom, we have to go give it to our neighbor. He's a single guy. And they just think, well, hey, we're enjoying bread. He should have a loaf of bread. So they're watching you serve others and bring meals to people and call them and ask how they're doing. They're watching. And I'm saying this because they watch our behavior when it's negative and they watch our behavior when it's positive. So isn't that something to work on? Very humbling. We will never arrive, just so you know. We won't ever arrive. We may have learned things, but it's every day that we say, Lord, shape me, refine me. Help my words be loving and kind. So under my Titus 2 woman, I have two sentences apparently in my notes, and it says, respect your husband and teach and talk with friends. So yeah, Bible studies, be with them, but respect your husband. That is essential. Remember, men need to feel respected. We need to feel loved. That is the priority for them, is respect. So are you respecting your husband? We also need to model that Titus 2 woman behavior towards our husband. We need to respect their decisions, even though maybe we wanted our decision. Maybe we wanted our garden over on that side of the property, but he had an idea that this is probably the best. Don't fight with him. Don't waste your energy fighting with him. Go, you know, I trust you, or yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Yep, that would, yeah. Let's just try your way. Sure. That would be the most respectful thing for you to do. We don't always need our way, ladies. Do we? The best thing I've done lately, as in years in marriage, is hold my tongue. Because often it is never, when I need to hold my tongue, it's not because I'm doing caring, encouraging words. Don't hold your tongue, women, when you need to do that. No, I hold my tongue when I want my way, and it's usually selfish. It's usually the silliest things. And I remind myself the enemy wants more than ever to destroy our marriage. I watched him destroy my parents' marriage when I was an adult. He won. And I hate that. So I know very well how much the enemy can destroy a marriage. And it's one tiny decision after another. If you always nag, if you always disagree and are disrespectful to your husband, it's a recipe. It's all those ingredients, a recipe of disaster. It won't bring fruit into your marriage. So it's okay to say, just put your hand over your mouth. Walk away if needed and say, I'll be right back. Have a moment. come back. And usually the next day, boy, I am so glad I held my tongue because he was right where that garden was supposed to go. And even if he's not right, women, then you pray. You say, Lord, show us, give him wisdom and give him direction in this situation. Give him wisdom. But we don't need to yell, complain, or argue about it. That will never, ever bring fruit. But going to the Lord will, submitting yourself to the Lord. Okay, ladies, I'm going to say goodbye. I need to flip my whole chicken on the grill. I just remembered it. And it's been 20 minutes, so it should be perfect to flip. Thank you again for being on here. I hope you were encouraged in some way, because me talking, vocalizing these things, women, encourages me too. We need to hear it. It's like a dose of our own medicine. Let me pray for us. Lord, thank you for making women. Thank you for making your word, your holy word. Let us see that as our instruction manual, as a book that we ought to go to every day, multiple times a day to feed our souls. We'll just be empty without it, Lord. I pray that for each and every one of these women that are listening, that we will be inspired to be a Titus 2 woman. That when a woman comes into our life, we won't see it as a nuisance. Instead, that Titus 2 woman chapter will just pop up in our minds. And I pray that all the women that need a Titus 2 woman, will you provide that woman for them? When you inspire that woman to seek out that woman that is yearning for him, for one. Holy Spirit, you know exactly what we need. Lord, thank you. Thank you for friendships and relationships. We pray all these things in your holy name. Amen. Okay, talk soon, ladies.